The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.
He's going to try and lift a club that has just been battling in recent years, but he's back on board after a wonderful AFL career. He's decided to call time, a star at the GWS Giants, a best and fairest winner at the Essendon Football Club, and he's going to join the Cats at the Snake Pit after more than a decade away. Devin Smith, he's been good enough to join us on K-Rock Footy. Dev, great to have you back in the GFNL, and great to see you got safely back from Ibiza.
Yes, thank you. You brought that up this morning, which was a bit of...
At the brunch.
A bit of eye-opening to me. No stories today, I don't think. What a career you've got in here today.
You look at Doherty and Kershaw and you go, what am I going to cop here?
Yeah, there'll be a few curveballs, I'm sure.
He's new manager, I think. Devin Smith's new manager is Kersh.
He just tried to get me back to Lara. You want a bit of play, actually.
Yeah, I said forward pocket would be good.
Oh, settle down. Oh, God.
For those who haven't caught the story, you are co-coaching with Shane Stone next year. How did the talks about the wheels being set in motion for you to be back at the Snake Pit?
Yeah, well, it was probably mid-year this year when we caught up. More just so a few of my mates are playing there and... Probably it was at that stage I planted a seed in my mind that if I was finishing up at the top level that maybe the time was now to come back and give back to my local club and play with my mates. And thinking at the time I probably wouldn't do that. And then next thing you know, things worked out really well with me and Essendon and it all went smoothly. So I just thought the time's now and... Me being a Smith, I love a challenge and I really think that, it is going to be a challenge, but I feel like we've got the right people in place and hopefully can add a few players around to help me and get us back in a competitive environment and winning games of footy in the GFL.
Blokes are so desperate to play AFL. You could have played on next year. Was it an easy call, though, to say, look, the body just can't do it at this level anymore?
Oh, it's never easy. And there was times I tried to fool myself a little bit and say that... you're super lucky to do what I want to do as a dream to play AFL, and I'm super grateful, but I just think the timing was now. Obviously, I'd love to play for as long as I can, but in the end, my body couldn't allow me to do what I needed to do in the end to play well at top level. And where we were at Elias at Essendon were young groups. I didn't want to be taking a young guy's spot if I thought that, you know, in the future they're going to be better than me and take the club forward. So, the timing was right.
Dev, have you had a bit of time this year to have a look at some GFL footy and look at the way it's played now and the speed of it and obviously with some coaches of the calibre of yourself and Mark coming back, it's a pretty awesome competition to come back into.
Yeah, well, it's I've always followed it. A few of my good mates have played in flags in the past couple of years. I've got one of my good mates, Jared Garner, playing out here today that I'm keen to have a look at. He's a September specialist, but yes. I've always been impressed with the league itself, but... It is getting better and better, and as I said before, it's going to be a challenge, and I'm actually like a little bit nervous to see how you stack up against these guys. But there's guys like Mitch Patton that I remember being at school with, young Thompson as well, and the fact that they're the premier players these days really makes me feel a little bit old. But we'll wait and see. I'm only 29, but who knows how old my body is? But I'm looking forward to the challenge and playing and just having fun again. That's why you come back to grassroots football and see people here today, and you know it's really good that St Albans get to host the day.
You there might be a call to Jared later in the year after he's won a premiership today, possibly. Hey,
well, I don't know how many that'll be for him, but he's played it enough, so surely he's earned enough money as well. He can come play with his old mate down at Lara. That'd be nice.
Well, I think three in the GFL if you count Colac 2014 mm-hmm. and St Mary's 2019.
And I think he kicked five and had 25, and they gave it to Marcus Crook that day. The
in 24, correct.
They did too.
So they've been known to get it wrong a little bit. So hopefully they can see his number tonight today.
For HMC Flooring, speaking with new Lara co-coach Devin Smith on K-Rock Footy, he's Matty Kershaw.
Obviously, Dev, it's pretty new still, you and the Rock combination. But what's your sort of first focus now? Going post, obviously, grand final day, and your mind would start ticking as to what your first sort of steps are or your processes are, and where's that for you guys at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. And, obviously, as I said, we'd love to add a few players around probably the midfield. I think we didn't get our hands on the ball enough, and obviously we've got probably the best forward in the comp in Mitchell Day up forward and some other guys that if they can play closer to home can kick winning scores. So if we can get our hands on the ball a little bit more, that's one thing that I've identified. I've also got a little bit happening later in the year. I'm getting married, growing up, hopefully, and then got a honeymoon and whatnot. So I miss a little chunk of pre-season, but it's plenty to look forward to. And people said, how's retired life? Is it slow? But my phone hasn't stopped with little opportunities here and there. So really enjoying my time at the moment and just trying to, yeah, talk to and get back to as many people as possible that have been part of my journey.
So does that mean you won't be drinking in my bar in the future? Is that what that means?
No, I think I still know where Kirsch's bar is. We've had one or two good nights there.
So what have we been doing this for? 2 years?
Yep.
Jace, have you been invited to Kirsch's bar?
No, I haven't. And obviously, you've got to live in Lara or come from Lara to have that. So I was born in Lara, thanks very much.
Can I just say I've also been sent photos of Dev in my bar when I haven't been there. So
maybe once.
At
a very young age.
You drink responsibly. Whatever we've got to put on the back end of that. A lot of Lara talent elsewhere. So I think of Alan Christensen down in Tassie. I think of Michael Sotomarco at Werribee.
Josh Walker.
Well, I'm not going to say Josh Walker because we don't know what his future is yet, but you've just put him on the table, so well played by you.
I think it's interesting with Griffin Logue requesting a trade to North Melbourne. So obviously Walks is hoping to get a spot there on the list. And, I mean, he's done super well, and maybe if it's not at North, maybe he gets a chance somewhere else. But, I think Walks is older than me, so hopefully he's... he's also in the same boat, wants to come back and help his local club out.
Who has less hair?
You guys say that,
don't you? You plugs.
Unbelievable. So who has the better hair? Your role, are you going to play in the guts?
I think so, yeah. It was something that when I come across to Essendon, it was something I wanted to do. And unfortunately, after 2 years, there was a whole new coaching staff and probably didn't see me fit in the midfield, which is what it is. But it's where I think I play my best footy and then can float forward. So, I think I'll be on ball most of the time.
And are you glad that you missed the James Hurd era so that you can't be asked about it and you can say, well, I don't have an opinion on it?
Yeah, I don't know. Essendon, I mean, any footy club these days, AFL, you scrutinise, but at Essendon, everything gets put
magnified.
Magnified. If people say if it's going good, it's probably not going as good as it is, and if it's going bad, it's probably not going as bad as it is. I think the list is in a really good spot, and with the right people in place, the place can turn around very quickly.
Absolutely. 182 games, 146 goals. You carved out a wonderful career. Crichton Medal in 2018 as Essendon Best and Fairest. Oh, I suspect the only thing you wish you had on the mantle was a Premiership medal. There's a 2016 prelim final against the Dogs still a daily thought.
Yeah, well,
Jake
Instring is my best mate at the Dons, and he's in my wedding party, and it reminds me daily that it was the one that got away. Yeah, I think it was a good game, but it's still now, I don't know, I probably haven't even watched it. I watched Jezza Cameron last night, and the joy for him to get to play in the grand final again, I just really hope he gets to win one, because there's probably 10 guys from my draft that I really hope get the ultimate success.
Yeah, absolutely. Dev, we wish you the best of luck with the Cats. Good luck with the nuptials, the old funeral for the living, as Benny Cass on K-Rock Football likes to refer to a wedding.
Stop it.
Where's the honeymoon to?
I think we're doing Fiji and then New Zealand. So my partner's a Kiwi, so get over there and, yeah, meet some of the relatives, well, more of them. They're everywhere. So, I think we did the wedding list, and I think she had 68 family and I had 9. So, I don't know.
Did you invite Kane?
Yes, Kano's there. Kano's coming.
And Fish.
Kano only just made the list, but he got on.
He was emergency, but he's
snuck on. We won't tell him that.
The Medi sub.
Exactly, yeah.
And we'll start the Jake Stringer to Lara rumours too, because you're good mates.
Oh, don't.
No, I think the package, hopefully you can have a good year and get us going where the boys need to go.
And if he doesn't, you can play at Lara in 2024.
I don't know if we've got enough money, but we'll find a way.
We'll find a way.
Try and get a Buchanan there, I reckon. He's pretty good friends with a bloke who's coming back to play cricket in Geelong.
Well, they've just been washed out at Geelong, so Don McGlinchey and Merrick Buchanan and Hayden Butterworth are actually coming down to have a quiet beer and watch the footy today.
You could sign a contract on, well, I was going to say on the record, but we don't have a footy record, but find a sheet of paper somewhere and get the deal done, Dev.
Yeah, we'll wait and see.
Dev, well done. Great to have you back in the GFL. Can't wait for season 2023. I think Lara are going to be a real draw card in terms of local football talk next year, and we can't wait for that. Well done. Can't wait to see you next year.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the fun.
Devin Smith joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to HMC Flooring. The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.